This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 380. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Sage Summit, which is happening right here in Chicago from July 25th to July 28th at McCormick Place. It's the largest conference for small and medium businesses in the world, and there's going to be some great speakers there, including yours truly, but there's also going to be Richard Branson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Zoe Deschanel, Ashton Kutcher, Damon Johns, and Robert Herjavec. Well, on today's show, many small business owners are looking for the next great innovation. How do you spot the next Uber or perhaps the next Netflix? Plus, when you work in a small business, you need to work with all kinds of personalities. How do you learn to navigate the menagerie that actually goes on in a small business? Plus, how do you get strategic investors for your business? But first, 25 years ago, there really was no internet, very little email. Most selling was done through TV, print, and direct mail advertising. My next guest revolutionized direct response selling by doing it through infomercials and, of course, the iconic Home Shopping Network. Tony Little has been a television and fitness icon for more than 25 years. He was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame in 2006. He's instantly recognized everywhere he goes because he's known as America's personal trainer and has appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Today Show, and Nightline. Over 45 million people own products bearing Tony's names, and his success crosses international boundaries with 7-inch infomercials having aired in 81 countries. Tony, welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you very
much. That's quite an intro. And I'm one of those 45 million people you helped.
Well, that must have been the excitement level I had at the time.
Exactly. So the biggest question that I have for you is, what is the largest barrier of getting a person to purchase through television rather in a retail store?
You know, there's not really, actually, I don't think of any barriers. You know, I've never thought inside the box. I've always thought outside the box. And on television, I'm able to explain to a consumer much quicker and more visually why they need that product. And so really nothing other than the fact, energy, enthusiasm, like you do with your public speaking, when you get people jazzed up, excited, and you're giving them information and you're selling them something that can make their life better. It's all positive when it's coming to video, whether it's streaming or whether it's on TV.
But what gave you the really the audacity to think that you actually could see it in this new way, selling something over TV that really had never been sold before?
You know, it's an interesting story is I started my own television show when I was young. I went down and decided I wanted to be on TV, and so bought some airtime and started my own fitness show. And it was a success, and I'd never done television before. I did it myself. And then all of a sudden, I wanted to have a video just like Jane Fonda, an exercise video, you know. And so I kind of did a little bit of scoping around, and I got an investor. I put out 100 letters. I got one guy who would give me $125,000 to shoot a video, and I shot a video, and then I realized I didn't know how to sell it, you know, or where to go with it. And so I started looking for the companies that were selling videos, and I went out to Vegas to the VSDA, Video Software Dealers Association, walked around with a little briefcase, and stepped outside the box and went in and talked to the head people and ended up getting 6 offers on video.
Wow.
And then with the investor's money on my back, and I really don't ever want to let anyone down who believes in me, I didn't play into the fact back then, remember, Barry, videos were only rentals.
Right, I remember.
There weren't sell-through.
I remember.
So there was like 30,000 or 40,000 rental stores, so how was I going to get my investor's money back, right? So it kind of freaked me out. I didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, I'm sitting watching television. I live, you know, in the Tampa Bay area, and there's Home Shopping Network, you know, and they're selling like Cuba zirconia and some type of cream for your face,
right,
and stuff like that. And I said, man, I wish I could get on there and sell my videos. So I immediately started sending, calling them and talking to them, and they turned me down and turned me down and turned me down and turned me down and turned me down. Finally, I got one of the buyers over there in, like, in, I think it was like 85 I was starting to call him, in 86. And he says, no, you know, you have to do so much money per minute to be on here, and we've done huge research into videotapes and things like that, and there's no way they would work on television. And so they kind of, you know, said no a lot of times. And then I'm not a quitter. I'm just not a quitter. So I found out that the owner of the HSN, or Home Shopping Network, owned his son owned a gym in Clearwater, Florida. So I got my car, drove over there, met his son, and said, hey, listen, you know, I'm a former Mr. Florida, Mr. Junior America, you know, bodybuilding type guy. I'll help you promote your gym if you can get me 15 minutes with your dad.
Wow.
And no kidding, he says to me, hop in your car. And I went, what? And he said, hop in your car. We'll drive over to my house now and talk to him.
Wow.
And the big gates opened up at this Roebling estate. And he leads me into this gigantic Tudor home. And there's Bud. Bud Paxson, who owned it at the time, was like 6'7", right? I'm like 5'8". And we walk in there, and his dad's standing there, and Todd starts to say, this is Tony Little. And he looks at me and he goes, Tony Little, how did you get in my house?
I love that. And they finally ate their words, because in 2013, they gave you their highest honor, the Legend Award.
Yeah.
So you really turned that around. So
I'm a master in the art of DR, direct response.
It's fantastic. So you're always been an extremely positive person. Isn't there some things that you see are really insurmountable?
No, I really don't. Again, when you look at somebody who is an overachiever, it's because they never quit. If you look at somebody who's an achiever, it's they quit when they find a better direction. And when you see an underachiever, it's somebody who always quits.
I love that.
All right. And I'm an overachiever probably. I just believe there's always a way. I mean, every time my back has been against a wall, you know, whether it was an adversity or something else, through changing my mindset and just believing the simple words of you can do it, and by the way, I own the trademark on it. People don't know that. But and I just move forward, I always get a hit. It always seems to be. There's always another path, you know, so it just works for me.
So what has really been the biggest challenge that you've ever faced in your life?
Well, probably, you know, now there's more challenges because of obviously the industry's changed, right? You were saying in the beginning, you know, everything was driven by television, and so everyone starts thinking, you know, it's all digital now, and it's all, you know, streaming and on computers and everything. But no matter what it's on, it's still driven by some type of video, you know, some type of ad, some type of visual image or sales pitch. The difference is the people are ordering online or, you know, in different areas of distribution. So I look at the new markets as being really great because you can actually reach more people, you know. You know, when I did the infomercials, for example, when I did my first infomercial, it was called Target Training. Everyone thought it was a gazelle, but in 93, pardon?
I remember.
Yeah, so Target Training was just three videos, right? And I was very fortunate there because, you know, when I produced my first videos and went to HSN and sold them and they did really well, I went back out to that VSDA convention to try to get one of the major studios to help me, you know, take it to the next levels. And I just, you know, I got the offers for it, but it never worked out to going anywhere. So I was able to find a way around all that stuff by doing the infomercials. And I got into that area, and I got very fortunate to... And the guy who invested in my first infomercial was a big real estate tycoon out of Philadelphia. And it was another guy named George Simone out of L.A. who was a very big agent at the time of a lot of people. And he recommended that I'd be really great for this, for doing my videos and doing an infomercial. So he invested $250,000 for me to shoot a show, which I a lot of people don't realize it, but all my shows are live to tape.
Wow.
Right, you know, most of them.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, all mine are live to tape because, you know, if I love something, it's very easy for me to talk about it. Right? And it's very easy for me to demo and understand it. So I go on with this guy who's a the best of the best. His name was Mike Levy, and you remember him back in the time. He always wore a different sweater on his infomercials, and it was called Amazing Discoveries, right? And it was a very – this guy personally probably made $16, $18 million a year himself. Wow. And he'd never done fitness, and so I went in and talked to him, and they invested in me, and I went on the air. And the next thing I know, the guy who helped me get the the opportunity said that the guy who invested just called him and said he blew a quarter of $1 million on a guy yelling and screaming.
Wow, wow.
And then later on, they called me back and said, you just broke all the records.
Wow. Well, Tony, we're out of time for this segment of the show. Thank you so much for the huge contributions you've made. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And, always believe, right?
Absolutely. Coming up, how do you navigate the whole digital marketing mess? This is AM560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Mary DeBanges with a look at your roadways. Coming inbound on the Bishop Ford, slowing, approaching 111th Street with a crash, taking out the left lane. Now, if you're on the Dan Ryan or I-57, moving along well, no delays to report on the Edens or the Kennedy. The Eisenhower looks good. The Stevenson is smooth sail. Between 355 and Lakeshore Drive, clocking in at just under 35 minutes. Our tollway system is motoring along just fine. Lakeshore Drive north and south is closed to vehicular traffic between 57th Street and Bryn Mawr Avenue until noon today. This is for the 15th annual Bike the Drive. You can use the inner drive, Sheridan Road, as your alternate. Partly sunny skies today, humid, a high of 81, currently 69 downtown. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
We're so excited about our sold-out golf outing at the Bolingbrook Golf Club coming up on Thursday, June 16th, to benefit Operation Support Our Troops America.
If you weren't able to get in this year, don't worry. You can still reserve a tee time at the Bolingbrook Golf Club anytime this spring or summer by visiting bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
And thanks to the sponsors who are making our golf outing possible.
Agostino's Rock and Roll Deli, Fox River Periodontics, Kyojo, Remax Professionals, Automated Systems Incorporated, and Pearl Mortgage.
You already turned to Staples for business supplies, but did you know its experienced print team can help your business with print and marketing services? From business cards to brochures to presentations, you'll have a dedicated print expert on your side who makes sure your projects are completed on time and on budget. Need help updating your logo? There's a team of designers just for that, and they'll make sure that the final product is always up to your brand standards. Put Staples print expertise to work for your business. Visit staplesadvantage.com/print or your local Staples store.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Let's get sentimental. Think about how much your father means to you. Now ask, what am I getting Dad for Father's Day on June 19th? This is gross, but did you know that 82% of all people don't know that you're supposed to change pillows every 2 years or less? Why? Because pillows absorb dead skin, dirt, skin oils, and dust mites that cause allergies, acne, asthma, and who knows what else. So if you haven't already done so, you need a washable MyPillow, and so does your dad. Heck, I may even get one for my dog, Bunky. With a 10-year warranty, it's a great gift and health investment. And you'll sleep better, too. I do. That's why MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy for the 2-for-1 offer. Keep one for you. Give one to Dad. Do it now, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Amy. 800-489-0201.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, I believe that success is all about momentum. We see all this all the time in sports. One team is ahead, and then something happens on the field that turns the tide. It turns momentum, and the other team comes roaring back. We see the same thing in business, especially with digital marketing. So how can your company capture the momentum using these tools and march towards success? My next guest is Shema Hyder. She's a visionary strategist for the digital age, a web personality, a best-selling author, the award-winning CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, a global online marketing and digital PR firm. She's been called the Zen Master of Marketing by Entrepreneur Magazine and the Millennial Master of the Universe by FastCompany.com. She's got a new book coming out this month. It's called Momentum. Shema, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry. Pleasure to be here.
It's good. I call you my friend. You have all those other accolades, but I think friend's a good accolade.
It's the best one I can have.
Exactly. So why is digital marketing so critical to the success of small businesses these days?
You know, very simply, it's where your audience is, right? I mean, it's where people are looking for information. It's, all digital marketing is, in so many ways, marketing. But that's where your audience is. That's where people are turning first to find information about you, about your competitors, doing their research. If they're not directly buying the product online, that's definitely where the journey is starting and ending.
Yeah, I believe that too. And the good thing about digital marketing, there's so many analytics because, you know, that old marketing adage was that, hey, I know 50% of my marketing is working. I just know what 50%. I don't know which 50%. But now you have all these analytics, right?
Yeah, you have so many analytics. So one of the principles that we talk about in the new book is agility through analytics and not making subjective decisions, right? So we've kind of all been in that position where someone says, no, I really like the color red, so let's make that button red. Now, this is more about looking at the analytics and saying, you know, but green does so much better. We're getting more clicks if we do green, so we're going to go with green. So it's not having sacred cows and really letting sort of the numbers help you grow your business.
So what kind of analytics should I look at? Because, again, I think that analytics are so underrated for small business owners because they don't really have a time to look at these things. If I'm doing a lot of digital marketing, what should I be looking at to make sure I can make it as effective as possible?
Yeah, great question. So let's, for small business owners, very simply, Google Analytics, right? Most businesses have these free analytics installed on their website. And if you don't, that's the first step. Get Google Analytics on your site. It's a very small piece of code that you put on there. A webmaster can do it for you. It takes, you know, a few minutes maximum. But you'll start getting data about who's visiting your website. And two metrics, for example, that you can take a look at that can make a huge difference to your small business are, one, the bounce rate, and two, how much traffic you're getting from mobile sources. So the bounce rate, for example, tells you how quickly someone comes to your site and bounces and leaves and hits the back button. And if they're doing it in a few seconds, your bounce rate is going to be very high. So if you have a bounce rate of maybe 70% or more, that tells you something. It's telling you that your website either is not converting, you really need to look at how you can better your website, or two, the traffic that you're getting isn't quality traffic. Those aren't your prospects. Those aren't your potential customers. So that metric alone can tell you so much. The second thing is, you know, your mobile traffic. If you're getting more than 50% of your traffic to your small business site through mobile devices, smartphones, apps, iPads, what have you, and your website isn't, for example, set up for mobile visitors, you're losing half your traffic or potentially half your customers, right? So these numbers can make a huge difference. And these are just two quick metrics that you can take a look at.
And you got to make sure that these days you have a mobile responsive website, right? It can't just be your regular desktop website on a mobile device. That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You have to have mobile responsive. And, you know, like, again, if you don't believe that you have to, you can just look at the analytics. Right. The numbers aren't going to lie. And what we see mostly is that 50% or more traffic often comes from mobile devices. And so, you know, that would be like one out of two people you wouldn't allow in your storefront.
Right, exactly.
You'd never do that.
Exactly. We're talking with Shema Hyder. She's received numerous awards, including the prestigious Technology Titan Emerging Company CEO Award. She was also named Top 25 Entrepreneurs Under 25 by Business Week, or the Top 30 Under 30 Entrepreneurs in America by Inc., and the Forbes 30 Under 30 list of movers and shakers. And she's an author of a new book called Momentum. And I saw you just received another award, I think, from Entrepreneur Magazine.
Yeah, it's been a very exciting first quarter of the year for us, Barry.
And where do you keep all these awards? That's the thing. You must have like a trophy room, like an athlete.
My office is pretty full, I'll
That's
tell
great.
You that. But it keeps me going. It
Absolutely. So another of the principles in your book, Momentum, is you talk about customer focus. And I think that's important these days because all the analytics, you can actually create these customer personas, right, about people that are actually buying or visiting your site.
Yes. So, you know, I talk about one of the principles in the book being customer focused, but it's different than what people think. So when you hear customer focused or customer led, as I call it, people look at that and say, oh, yeah, put the customers first, like small biz 101, right? I got this. But no, it's different. This isn't just about pleasing your customer or making sure that they're satisfied. I mean, there's lots of great books already out there, and you've got lots of great material about that. This is more about how the world has changed in the last few years. And what I mean by that is it's really about having an in-depth understanding of your customers in the sense that it used to be about what does our company brand say about us, right? This was very Mad Men era days, all about kind of what does our brand say about us? What do we want people to know about us? And now the question really needs to be, what does doing business with us allow our customers to say about their brand? And it's a game changer. You know, you stop thinking about kind of the company and what it stands for. I mean, these things are important, but you start thinking about why does someone do business with you? Why do they choose to work with you? What does it allow them to say about themselves? And that's kind of the principle and tactical ways that you can dig into that.
Because the key thing is to have, as you said, an in-depth understanding about them because, as Burger King said so many years ago, people want to have it their way. So much marketing has to be personalized these days, right?
It does. Personalization is becoming the norm, right? Not something that stands out. And it's funny because as consumer demands are increasing, as business owners, we kind of have to find smart ways to keep up. I mean, think about customer service and how much that's changed over the last few years, right? We used to have our options of toll-free number.
Right.
People would be excited if there was a toll-free number because you have to pay to call customer service. And now, if you tweet about a company, chances are they'll respond, right? And they know that's it's kind of like you can just walk out your front door, mention the company's name, and there's some level of expectancy that the company's listening and will respond.
It's funny because we were in Florida a couple of months ago with my wife, and we went to our first Taco Bell ever, right? And we had a very bad experience. And so I'm tweeting there to Taco Bell saying, I'm having a really bad experience. Within 5 minutes, they tweet me back and they send me a gift card for $10. So they are listening.
They are listening, you know, and then how they resolve it may be different for different people. But, you know, on the flip side of small business owners, it means there is some responsibility to also be listening, right?
Exactly.
And I mean, obviously, you're not going to be everywhere, but key channels, understanding your audience and making sure you're being responsive where they are, that's key.
So one of the five principles in the book is cross-pollinization. What do you mean by that, Shema?
Cross-pollinization is one of my favorite barriers. I know it's something that you actually believe in and practice. It's this idea that, you know, we kind of get stuck in silos sometimes of how we look at our business and how do you break out of that to find more opportunities. So the book is really about how can you get more out of the things that you're doing, right? That's a basic premise. And that an example of this is when people put their resources into buckets. Okay, these are vendors. These are my business partners. These are my customers, and this is it. These are my buckets. But really, the way business works today, and with marketing especially, is how can you break those down a little bit, right? In terms of, are there vendors that could also be good customers? Are there things you can do together to attract more business for everyone involved? It's kind of thinking strategically. Your employees, for example, how can they be better advocates for you on social media? A quick example of this is, you know, one of our clients that we worked with, we started an internal newsletter for their team because they were creating so much great content and the team, you know, was also sharing things. So we said, why don't we just take all this content, make it really easy for these guys to share? So every week we would send pre-made tweets, updates ready for LinkedIn. All they had to do was copy paste, make them look great for their network, provided educational content, and it drove traffic back to the company. So it was a win-win across the board. That's the idea behind cross-pollination.
Perfect. Well, Shema, congratulations on the new book. It's coming out on May 18th. And if you want to get in touch with Shema, you can go to Shema.com, S-H-A-M-A.com. Shema, thanks so much.
Thank you, Barry. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, are you interested in having your business surge this year? Coming up, we're going to show you how with Mike Michalowicz. This is AM 560, The Answer.
We're so excited about our sold-out golf outing at the Bolingbrook Golf Club coming up on Thursday, June 16th, to benefit Operation Support Our Troops America.
If you weren't able to get in this year, don't worry. You can still reserve a tee time at the Bolingbrook Golf Club anytime this spring or summer by visiting bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
And thanks to the sponsors who are making our golf outing possible.
Dependable Construction Company Incorporated, Charity Golf International, Dr. Amy & Associates, MJ Miller & Company Jewelers in Barrington, and Pearl Mortgage.
News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. The worst of Tropical Storm Bonnie's on the front side of the storm. She's expected to make landfall later today south of Charleston, South Carolina.
We don't anticipate that it'll become a hurricane, and that's good news for folks along the southeast coast of the United States.
Senior Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart at the National Hurricane Center. Torrential rains and flooding in Texas and Kansas leave four people dead and three missing. The search for a missing 11-year-old boy in Wichita resumes today. In the NBA, Golden State bounces back from two straight losses to force a Game 7. Steph Curry's looking forward to tonight's game.
We can't just assume because we're going home and it's Game 7, we can just show up. We have to bring that same energy, same focus, activity that we had tonight and take care of business at home.
Golden State beating Oklahoma City 108-101 last night in the game on TNT. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBadges with a look at your traffic. Coming in on the Bishop Ford, slowing approaching 111th Street with a crash taking out the left lane. Lakeshore Drive is closed north and south between 57th Street and Bryn Mawr Avenue for the 15th annual Bike the Drive. No vehicular traffic will be allowed between the hours of 5 a.m. and noon today. Use the inner drive. This report is brought to you by Disney's Pixar's Finding Dory. Disney Pixar's new comedy adventure, Finding Dory. From the creators of Finding Nemo and Inside Out comes the unforgettable journey of the world's most forgettable fish in theaters in 3D June 17th, rated PG. Well, we're going to have partly sunny skies today and humid, a high reaching up to 81, currently 68 degrees downtown Chicago. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his six-part video series.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I'm the chair for the company picnic committee, and I'm overwhelmed with finding the perfect catering partner.
Don't be freaked out by that. Tasty Catering has done our company picnic every year for the last 5 years. I actually went to Tasty Catering's kitchen first to taste the food. They serve juicy burgers right from the grill, fresh salads, awesome sides, and fun foods for the kids. Last year, we even had delicious brisket and an entire pig roast.
Can they handle all the details? There's not much time to plan.
Planning was even easier. Tasty Catering handled every detail, from serving pieces to inflatables for the kids, the DJ, and of course, the bar area.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Just go to tastycatering.com. The pricing was right, and our CFO signed off on the contract immediately.
The best company picnics start at tastycatering.com. View picnic menus and locations, entertainment options, and more. That's tastycatering.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, when you work at a small business, you need to really learn to work with a lot of different personalities. There's some angels, there's some intellectuals, there's some bullies, and you got to say there are some real jerks. So how do you navigate this menagerie of personalities? Here to help is Merrick Rosenberg, who's the CEO of Taking Flight Learning. He's also the author of two books, The Chameleon, Life-Changing Wisdom for anyone who has a personality or knows someone who does. And he's also the co-author of Taking Flight. Merrick has worked with more than half of the Fortune 100 companies in the U.S. around the world. Merrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so there really is a menagerie, almost a zoo of different personalities in small business. How do you adapt to work with all of them?
Well, the key is first to understand your own style. So you have to understand how your style is then going to impact other people. So if you understand that your style is, for example, I call one of the styles is the eagle. So if your style is the take charge, direct, results-oriented style, you have to understand first that you're going to be direct, call it like it is, you know what you want, you're fast-paced, and you're all about results. But imagine if you're talking to a dove who's very soft-spoken, they're harmonious. Those eagles have the risk of potentially offending the dove. So the first step is you got to understand your own style so that you don't impose it on other people.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like me being an eagle working with doves. So how do you first figure out your own style?
Well, in addition to having an assessment that you can take, they're actually pretty easy to figure out. In the book, The Chameleon, I talk about the four core styles where you have the direct and take charge eagles, you've got parrots who are social and fun, you've got owls who are logical and analytical, and you've got doves who are soft-spoken and harmonious. And, you know, the reality is there are four core styles, and you'll see yourself in those styles. It reflects itself in everything you do.
And I assume that you're a combination of a couple of these?
That's correct. Nobody is just one style. You could be the eagle-owl combination, for example, where you're very task-oriented. You know what you want. You know exactly how you want it. It's got to be right, but you also want it now. And so sometimes you get two that combine in some interesting ways.
And so if you're an eagle, how do you figure how to work with the parrots and the doves and the owls, I guess?
Well, the first thing is if you think about your style as an eagle and you're bridging to someone who's the parrot, you're going to be direct. But the parrot is very fun and social and animated. So the first thing you have to recognize is that I have to accept that they are not like me. That just because the parrot is bringing fun, enthusiastic energy, that's not a bad thing. The eagle wants to get right to the results and wants to get the decision made, but they have to accept other people. And that's one of the core principles of understanding personality is you have to accept that other people are different, and that once you get that, then you realize that their behaviors are, they're not doing things against you. They're just being who they are.
So do you find that to have a really effective team, Merrick, you have to have a combination of styles? Because I assume if you had all eagles, it probably wouldn't work.
This is true. If you have all of one style, it really magnifies the energy of the style. For example, if you have an entire team of eagles, they might make really fast decisions, but they don't think it through. Or you might have an entire team of owls who thinks everything through so carefully, but they don't actually make the decision. Sometimes, though, you might want to have an entire team of all one style. I mean, imagine an entire group of owls working in a nuclear reactor.
Right.
That's probably okay.
Right.
I'm not complaining about that, but they're probably also going to have to recognize that there are times when they're going to need to be all four. So it's not a matter of do you need a mix of all four. It's more a matter of do we make sure when we need that style that we can turn that energy on.
Now, the chameleon is really told in the style of fables. Why do you think storytelling is such an effective way for people to learn?
I think that throughout history, knowledge has been passed down through stories. And people remember stories. They don't remember facts and data. But what they do remember is the story around those facts and the data. So I wrote in The Chameleon, I wrote 22 fables about the personality styles. And it's funny, I get people who talk to me about, oh my gosh, I see that exact same scenario, even though perhaps it was set in the forest with an eagle and a parrot. It's exactly what plays out in my relationship. I'm the eagle, my wife is the parrot, and I see this every day. So they see themselves in the stories, and you remember it.
Now, is every CEO of a business an eagle, or could you have a CEO be some other style?
You know, years ago, that was true. We did find a lot more CEOs were eagles. But and you take somebody like Steve Jobs, and sure, he had a lot of eagle style. But take someone like Bill Gates, and he's more of an owl, or someone like Herb Kelleher. You take a look at, you know, Southwest Airlines created a very parrot energy. There's a lot of CEOs who actually are not eagles.
So we have two presidential candidates that are probably going to run against each other, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. What are they?
So Trump, obviously not the dove.
Right.
He is clearly an eagle. But, you know, he's an eagle with the dial turned up a little bit. And that's what happens is when we overuse our strengths, sometimes that can push the buttons of other people. And I think that's what we're seeing with him is that he's got a lot of eagle energy. And you have Hillary Clinton, who, of course, is much more of the owl eagle. She has eagle, but that owl is actually more dominant for her.
Well, Merrick, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to reach Merrick, it's www.teambuildersplus.com. Merrick, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up in the next part of the show is how do you spot the next Uber? This is AM560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBadges with a look at your traffic. Happening right now on the northbound side of the tri-state near the Stevenson Expressway, there's a high-speed chase. Police are in pursuit of a wrong-way driver who's headed northbound in the southbound lanes. Tread carefully if you're in the area. Coming in on the Bishop Ford at 111th Street, there's a crash now off onto the left shoulder. Don't go anywhere near Lakeshore Drive this morning. It is closed to all vehicular traffic, north and south, until noon between 57th Street and Bryn Mawr. And that's for the 15th annual Bike the Drive. Your alternates are Marine Drive, which turns into the Inner Drive, and also Sheridan Road. It's going to be partly sunny today, humid. Highs reaching up into the low 80s. Currently 68 downtown. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Many small business owners are looking for the next great innovation, but how do you spot the next Uber or the next Netflix? Here to show us how is Bill Walsh, the CEO and founder of business coaching venture capital firm Power Team International. Bill hosts and speaks at events all over the world. He's an accomplished author, speaker, radio personality, and movie celebrity, ranked in the top 100 coaches of 2015 for Guru Magazine. He's also author of a book called The Obvious. Bill, welcome to the Rainmaker Show.
Good to be on the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Did you have a show called Rainmaker?
I do, actually, you know, because I realize that without rain, what do you have?
You got some sunshine.
Rain, there's nothing going to grow. So we realize in your business, you better make it rain or you're going to watch someone else make it rain, probably your competition.
That's true. So talk about how disruptive innovation is really changing the business marketplace.
Well, you're seeing companies in 3 to 5 years that have now generated market caps that used to take 300 to 500 years. And I don't think it's by accident. I truly think it's by design. You know, we're now in a global marketplace. And because everything's gone mobile, people are tuned in so much faster. I mean, just look last week, a lady posted a video about a smiley face having fun with Chewbacca. And sure enough,
amazing.
Got 150 million views in 5 days.
Amazing. I love Chewbacca. You?
Yeah, absolutely. But those things would have never happened just 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And because the market speed to get out there to build what are called active communities, and that really has become the buzzwords that are out there, is that if your business is truly building an active community that gets behind your product or your service, you can see hyper growth in literally the shortest time frames and literally for the lowest cost that anybody's ever seen.
Now, that's one of the keys really to making your business thrive, right? If you can get people talking about your business, not only buying the product or service, but actually getting behind and supporting it.
Well, that's the big thing. Turn your customers into raving fans. Turn your raving fans into marketing partners. I mean, look what Uber does. Every time you log into your app, they've always got the promotion code where you can give it away to somebody so they can get free $20. You get $20 with the ride share. And they do that for a reason because they know there's a cost to acquire a customer. They'd much rather share the revenue with a customer that knows a customer because there's still nothing stronger than a referral that says, wow, I love Barry's show. You've got to tune in every week. And the minute that starts to happen, all of a sudden they're going to tell someone else and tell someone else. And that trusted resource central, I call it, has become something paramount to grow these new businesses.
It's interesting because one of my clients, they offer a free trial for a year. And they said, all right, sign up for the free trial and you get access to that trial in a week. But then they said, if you refer us 5 people, we'll give you immediate access now, which I thought was brilliant. It really had a viral effect.
And that's the whole thing, is that when you start to look at disruptive agent, even companies like Dollar Shave Club, right, where, you know, they're not going mainstream television, they've gone mainstream YouTube. But with 25 million views on a video, you know, all of a sudden people get to know your name, know your product. And so the big thing today is engage the customer, make them laugh or make them cry. And the big one that most businesses don't get is you add value first. You always add value before they ever become a customer. The reason Sage has done so well worldwide is because they understand the process to add value first. And I think that's what they're doing here. They're bringing an event to Chicago that really is designed to add value first, let the community know who they are and how they help small business and medium-sized business. But more importantly, they're creating that brand awareness. So when you can put the deposits out there and value add first, it literally adds to your brand value and certainly your overall ability to penetrate any market.
Yeah, let me give a call for Sage Summit. It's going to be in Chicago from July 25th and July 28th. And they're going to have great speakers like Richard Branson and Gwyneth Paltrow and Zooey Deschanel. And Bill, why is it so important for entrepreneurs to get out of their offices and attend shows like this? Because it can be pretty lonely being an entrepreneur.
Well, because you always know the saying that, right? Your network is going to equal your net worth. You know, so it's not just going to these events. It's actually going and meeting the right people, figuring out once again, how can you serve them first? if I could share with the group one thing that changed our business dramatically, it wasn't here's what I got and here's what I want. It was here's who I am and here's how I can serve. And the minute we changed that language where you actually come to a place and add value first and help others first and meet people, not just by what you can get, but what you can actually give and create and create value for them as well, man, it's amazing how that, you know, the dynamic universe that we live in will open up so many more doors when you're present to that little concept. But these events provide that venue, but it's also the most cutting edge education. You know, they have so many mentors and hundreds of workshops and different things, once again, that there's a little something there for everybody, whether you're a new business or you're a wildly successful business, you know, that's doing $10, $20, $50 million a year, whatever it is, there's something to learn at this event. And that's what I love about Sage and what they're doing is that they're providing such an amazing open format of learning for any small business, whether, once again, they're brand new, just getting started, or they're already wildly successful.
So what would you do to prepare for attending this show or any show like this?
Well, I'd always have some great business cards and make sure that your business cards are done right, which means making it done right, turn your business card into a gift card. So on the back of your business card, always give away something of value for free. Maybe some of your intellectual property, maybe a free download as to why someone should, you know, why they should make a choice to work with someone in your industry. On the front of your card, make sure there's great social media on there. Make sure it goes right to your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter that's tagged off your main website. Take AOL and Yahoo off your business card. Only promote your own domain. So come there ready for business. You know, dress for success. But also understand, if you see someone that's standing there by themselves, go talk to them. You know, you'd be surprised by just going out of your way to meet people. You never know who you're standing next to, and you never know who they know. And I can tell you, I mean, I did my ALS video with Michael Jordan in the Bahamas. I didn't know Michael Jordan, but he was right there, and so why not make the connection? You know, so a lot of times we're afraid to go approach people, but I'm telling you, everyone's approachable. And don't be afraid of, wow, that person's wildly successful. I can't go talk to them. I'm telling you for a fact that Sage Summit has created an open format where everyone is approachable, right? Just take the time and go over and say hello. But when you do say hello, don't talk all about yourself. You know, let them talk about what they're doing and then figure out some ways you can serve them and then actually build a real relationship.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you being on the show. And you can get in touch with Bill at www.billwalsh360.com. Bill, thanks so much.
Awesome show. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, you probably know your personal credit score, but do you know your business credit score? This is AM560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
The door opens at Midlothian Music. And just like that, you're a customer for life. With their huge inventory of hundreds of guitars, drum kits, and string instruments, they've got you covered. Midlothian Music, the largest American-made selection of handcrafted name-brand instruments, lessons for every level of musician, and free lifetime in-house repair and service. Midlothian Music. After 54 years of success, they live and breathe music. Whether a beginner or a pro, Midlothian Music has the right equipment at the right price to make you a true rock star in your band or in your band. Talk to the pros in person 7 days a week. Midlothian Music, 708-403-3733, or visit midlothianmusic.com. That's midlothianmusic.com.
Now back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, a lot of small business owners pay attention to their personal credit score, unfortunately, they don't pay attention to their business's credit score. Here to discuss this is Peter Bolin, who's a director of consulting analytics at Experian. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry, and nice to be here.
Now, I don't find too many people that actually have a LinkedIn profile like yours that starts with, "We torture data." So what does that mean?
That's the truth. We try to use the data assets here at Experian to squeeze out as much predictive information and as much marketing information that we can to help our customers and clients and small business owners benefits as much as they can from our data.
And so why is it important? We all know that it's important to have a high personal credit score, but why should the business have a high credit score?
Having a high credit score for businesses is critical. It helps them negotiate with creditors better. It helps them negotiate with their wholesalers better. And it provides them the opportunity to get the best offer, get the best rates, get the best credit terms available, and that's all driven by a high credit score.
Now, as a business, do you check your credit score the same way you would check your personal credit score, for example, like an Experian?
Yes, we actually have a website, businesscreditfacts.com, where a small business owner can go and access their credit report, understand all the information. It's very informative. It's very educational. They can even check the credit score planner. That gives them key information on the critical data elements that actually affect their score, and they can start to educate themselves about the factors that they can potentially improve their score.
So, Peter, what are some of those critical factors? I think we're all familiar with the ones for personal credit score, but what are those for business?
First of all, you want to make sure that you limit your debt. You want to make sure you keep that as low as possible. You want to make sure that the balance-to-limit ratio, which calculates the balances to the total overall balances, and that keeping that very, very small and low will help your credit score. Also, obviously, pay your bills on time. That's a big one. Limit the number of inquiries, meaning limit the number of times that you're actually shopping for credit. Only look for credit when you absolutely need it. Those three things are critical in keeping the credit score very high.
And so what's a good credit score for a small business? Because I know for myself, from a personal credit score, you know, I try to keep it in the 750s if I can. What is good for a business?
That depends on each lender. I can say that on average, the average business score at Experian based on our IntelliScore Plus score is a 50. It ranges from 1 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
So the average score is about a 50. So I would recommend keeping it above that in order to get the best terms and conditions for your loan.
Well, I certainly appreciate you being on the show. Where can people get more information about all this to improve their business credit score?
Businesscreditfacts.com. That gives you access to the business credit report and also the score planner, which is a key educational feature.
Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Barry.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this week's radio show. Of course, I want to thank our sponsors, the Sage Summit and Nextiva. I also want to thank our staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, and our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being successful in 2016, you got to give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
I have migraines, and that's